Message number 1108. God the Father, it is better that you endure this spiritual pain now than in the eternal flames. Saturday, April 26, 2014 at 13:42. My dearest daughter, the forces of evil are getting stronger by the day as the hour of my Son's great mercy will descend without warning. Those men amongst you who do not accept my Son will be enveloped into every ray of his mercy so suddenly that few of you will understand what has been poured upon you, such will the force of his divine presence be. Those of you with hatred in your hearts will feel great pain and anguish. You will experience thrice over the same pain that you inflicted upon my children, for make no mistake, the warning is a form of judgment. You will witness the pain and intense suffering which you would endure were you to be cast into the fires of hell. Many of you will find the warning to be excruciatingly painful. Yet you must welcome my gift, for it is better that you endure this spiritual pain now than in the eternal flames. I strive to prepare you through my blessed mission so that I won't lose one soul. My last mission on earth, where I gave the authority in the form of the Most Holy and Blessed Trinity, will be opposed fiercely as it continues on its journey to salvage souls before the great day. No other mission since my Son's crucifixion will be hated as much as this one. Woe to those of you who oppose me, your eternal Father, for should you spit in my face with a foul tongue, I will punish you. I will not permit for long the hatred and the blasphemies which you misguided sinners throw at me. When you try to stop me in my quest to save all of you from the evil one, you will suffer greatly because of the souls who will be lost to me because of you. My divinity will not be crushed, nor will the coming of my Son be stopped. No one has the power to do this. The man who tries to place himself between the sinner and me, the Eternal Father, with the intention of misleading the soul into denying my word, will be stopped. I am the truth. I am the beginning and I am the end. My love for all my children is great, but woe to the sinner who incurs my wrath when he tries to elevate himself above me. I will crush the heads of the proud-hearted sacred servants who steal souls from me through heresy. I will destroy those whose actions will mislead souls into grave error. Not for one second must you misinterpret my warning, for when I am driven to intervene in the salvation of souls, those enemies of mine will be crushed to the ground. My powerful interventions have begun, and soon few of you who hear my voice through these messages will doubt again, for you will bear witness to every prophecy contained in my Book of Truth. Go and be thankful for my great mercy. Accept my interventions, for they will help to bring the world to its senses. Only after the purification will man be able to truly listen to my voice. Your Eternal Father, God the Most High.